Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study in Nahum chapter 1, we finished verse 11. Listen as we start with verse 12 today. This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, inviting you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready in the book of Nahum, as today we begin with verses 12 and 13. And by the way, I hope that you are enjoying this study. So often, pastors and radio ministries just jump over this. They don't really want to deal with this little book of dynamite. But I tell you what, it's prophetic, and it's right down the line, and there's much there for us to glean from it as Christians. And so I hope that you'll listen, that you'll take notes, you'll ask others to listen. That is very important to us at Lamp and Light, that you ask others to listen, because that's the only way that Lamp and Light radio ministry is going to grow. So I hope that you will do that. We don't pay for advertising or anything like that. We just depend on God's people going out and telling others. Do you realize that the tabernacle in London, England, under Charles Haddon Spurgeon, grew in leaps and bounds? And one thing people don't realize is that Dr. Haddon, that we called him, Charles Haddon, he only had 3 years of college, yet God used this man. He did a lot of writing, and so I want you to understand that he was used of God. But in his church, what would happen is he would preach on Sunday. The newspapers would publish his sermons often, but his people would go out from Sunday church and on the jobs during the week, tell about what Dr. Haddon had preached that week and their preacher and what he had said. And they were so excited about it and told so much about it that before too long, people were coming just to find out. Well, we believe the same thing can happen with the Lamp and Light broadcast. You can send people to our website so that they can pick up any broadcasts they miss, and you can just tell them about it and even discuss some things that come out in it and some things that might have been a blessing to your heart. So please be our advertisers. Nobody at Lamp and Light receives a salary. Anything that comes in for this ministry always goes right back into the ministry, whether it's for equipment or help with various things that we have going on here in radio and in broadcasting. And so, again, nobody gets a salary. So I trust that you will just tell others about this ministry. You won't get paid monetarily from us to be our advertisers, but it can have great eternal rewards in heaven that money will not even be able to come close to matching now. So I hope that you'll do that. And then also, just for our listeners, now this will say, man, it's a way off, and it is way off, and yet it's something that could come right back here in a short period of time. You say, what in the world are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about the Israel experience. Boy, it is the trip of a lifetime. And I'm going to be taking a trip to Israel November 30th through December 8th of 2020. So right now, as you're listening, that's over 1 year away. And so I hope that you will pray about it. Our announcer gives you our website at the end of each broadcast, and you can look on there and you'll find a place where it does talk about the Holy Land trip, and you can just click on and learn more about it. And then also, if you would like us to mail you a brochure, we'll mail you a brochure. Just send us your address and we'll mail you a brochure of it. We'd love to have you come. We visit some great places over there. And it's funny how people have different things they like when we come back. They prefer this over that or whatever. We're at Caesarea. We're in the Sea of Galilee. Actually take a boat ride there. We go to Nazareth. an actual Nazareth village, as it would have been back in the day of Christ. We go to Capernaum, where Christ did most of his miracles. Then we are also in the River Jordan. We do baptizing there. We go into the Jordan Valley, onto Jerusalem. We go to Masada. We go to En-Gedi, where David hid from Saul. And we go on to Qumran, the Valley of Elah, where David slew Goliath. You can actually pick up rocks from that area and take them home with you. Those are free. You're not paying for those, okay? And then in Jerusalem, we'll visit the Holocaust Museum, but also we'll be visiting various things like the Pool of Bethesda, the various places that Jesus was, the judgment hall, the actual judgment hall where Jesus was beaten with the Roman cat and nine tails. We'll read Isaiah 53 in there. And then we will walk on over to the place where the empty tomb would be located. And then Golgotha, which is right near there, as the Bible tells about it. And we'll go there. We'll have the Lord's Supper. And so many things that we have lined up for those brief days of November 30th through December 8th. You can go online and you can check matters of payment and other things that are involved with that. We'd love to have you come. And so don't put it off. Inquire ASAP. And we would love to be able to meet some of our radio listeners who would be coming on this trip. Hey, please come. I want to meet you. Well, as we go on now into our study of Nahum, we've been moving right along here, and I tell you, we've seen some interesting things here. And today we go into verses 12 and 13. So have your good King James Bible ready and pencil and paper as we get started on this today. And in verse 12, he says, "Thus saith the Lord, though they be quiet, and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down, when he shall pass through. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. For now will I break this yoke from off thee, and will burst thy bonds in sunder." In verse 11, we see the Antichrist of the last days, who is here likened to the Ninevite king who slaughtered so many innocence and presented so much depravity. As a matter of fact, he represented the height of depravity, as far as I'm concerned, in ruling over men. And at the time, that was the greatest world power, and it was brought down, just like Babylon would be later. Antichrist will see the same result that this king of Nineveh found, that Babylon found, and the Antichrist will have the same thing happen with him. Nineveh is about to be destroyed. They thought they were impregnable. Their walls were of such height and width, no army could penetrate its gates and walls. They had the best defenses. No one could see the possibility at defeating this great city. An army. The Antichrist of the tribulation hour will seem very similar. So we see an action of God in history that will also serve as a type of the destruction of the Antichrist and his kingdom at the end of the tribulation hour that is to try this world. So in our text, I want you to see, first of all, in verse 12, false confidence. "Thus saith the Lord, though they be quiet, and likewise many." When you see a "thus saith the Lord," that phrase in the Bible is a phrase that you should make sure you take heed to and pay attention to what it says following. When we see "thus saith the Lord," it could be one of the wisest counsels, and perhaps will be the wisest counsel you ever heeded if you act on in faith on what he says. Now, that's always true. Whatever the Bible says, act upon it. Act upon it. No matter what gives a person confidence outside to move on that confidence, the Lord has a different plan. And if he has a different plan, God's plan will always, always, always win out. Although a man may seem successful to begin in a different plan. I think of Israel before their fall. They actually became what we would probably call contemporary today because they were contemporary with the religions of the world. They got religions of the world had a beat-driven music, so they began using a beat-driven music in their worship. And they began to remove standards and, oh, so many things. Read the book of Malachi and you can just see the terribleness that is there as far as some of the things that went on with the temple and the people of the temple. And things were removed. And they thought, hey, we are all right. Look at us. People are coming because we're doing this. And then they went into captivity, and what they had was in not only their temple, but in their personal possessions, it was all lost. Although at one moment, it seemed when they first got into the contemporary, it was very successful. Now, let's remember, God told Joshua for the people not to take of the gold there in Jericho and the other valuables of Jericho. One man, Achan, did that. Israel thought they could go to Ai and defeat them. But Israel is routed at Ai. Ai defeats them in the camp of God's people that went against her is soon seeing the consequences of Achan's sin. 36 people die. By the way, let me just say this. 36 people died physically in Achan's day because he disobeyed God and took the gold and hid it. But you know what? There are people in local churches today, they work against sound doctrine. They work against the people, they gossip, they run things down. And my friend, those things can bring consequences. By that I mean consequences of the spirit being grieved, the spirit of God not only being grieved but quenched, that he won't work through it because of the sin of the people, and he won't work through their preaching. Even if they are preaching the word, he won't work through it because of the sin in the camp. But in the local church, that person that's rebelling against the pastor, that's rebelling against the stands are taken on the word of God, that person may have the blood of many souls on his hands as the power of God is taken off of that church. Oh, that's a dangerous thing.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will come.